Bob Moog and I, we had met a little earlier, and I won't go into the whole story because it's a big story. But Bob and I had met a little early. We met in 1963, and the reason we met is because he was selling theremin kits. He loved the theremin all of his life, and he was selling kits. And I said, I found out about it, and I bought a kit. Actually, this is not it, but it was basically the same instrument. And then I had a chance to meet him, and we started talking. He didn't know a lot about electronic music. What he knew about was electronics and engineering and design. And he loved music, but he didn't know about the stuff that was going on. So we actually decided that we would build a new instrument, one that could be used and owned by people or schools or recording companies, and that we had a potential audience for it. So we developed, and we did call it a synthesizer, and we developed it in the summer of 1964 in a little town outside of Ithaca called Trumansburg, New York. And we built a prototype instrument which was modified only if maybe 5 or 6 months to be the very instrument that is out here now. The prototype Moog, which I had for a while and then donated to the Henry Ford Museum because I felt that's really where this instrument should be, in the Museum of American Technology and American Inventions. When we developed the prototype, after about 3 months, Bob put together a basic version of the prototype. It wasn't what that is, but it was his first thoughts. And I want to play for you history. And this is really exciting because this is history. In August of 1964, I was living down in the New York area on Long Island, and I received a seven inch tape. Remember those? Very few of you do, but I received a 7-inch tape, and this is what it was.